Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
It's five questions on the greatest modern rock band around, the Foo Fighters, with listener and pal Kurt Pop from Canada. This is Trivia with Buds. It be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out the show. Today's episode, all about the Foo Fighters. They are near the top of my bucket list for bands I need to see live. Like, they always look like they put on such a great show. I see a lot of cool viral clips where they bring up people from the audience to play drums or guitar and things like that. And they do so many cool covers and surprises. So they are definitely near the top of that list. Some other ones at the top of that list are Pearl Jam, which I'm not a huge Pearl Jam fan, but I like a lot of their songs enough to go see them live and have a great time, I think. And they sound like a similar band in terms of hooking the audience and getting everybody into it. I like this band, Young the Giant, and always wanted to see them live. I've listened to them for the last 10 years or so. They're just kind of a smaller band that I'd like to see. Foster the People, I think, would be cool. Again, same kind of thing. Listen to them for the last 10 years or so. And then Zac Brown Band. That's another one. I think they put on an awesome show. I remember my mom said that Zac Brown Band opened for Keith Urban when her and my dad went, maybe like 10 or 15 years ago, before they were a huge household name. And she said, they played The Devil Went Down to Georgia and everybody got out of their seats. We couldn't believe it, Rye. So ever since that quick review for my mom, I got to see Zac Brown Band. There's not too many legends that I'm dying to see. I'm not a huge, like, classic music fan. Like, I like everything, but I'm not like, oh, I got, like, Paul McCartney. Like, I'm just not that into it. I definitely would go, but it's not, like, a bucket list thing for me. I'm more just, like, a few albums, few bands here and there that I would love to cross off the list. So Foo Fighters definitely near the top of that list. And Dave Grohl, frontman, great frontman, and the Foo Fighters' Color in the Shape was the first CD I ever bought. I bought that and Matchbox 20 Mad Season, I think was the name of it. It had a guy with like a weird glasses on the cover. And I bought those in sixth grade at the Best Buy in Crestwood, Illinois for like 10 bucks each. And I was like, yes, I have albums now. So there's a little side history and me buying CDs. Quickly after that, I signed up for Columbia House, where you get 12 CDs for a penny slash like $230 with shipping, and really built up my collection with some gems like the End of Days soundtrack and a Jerky Boys Volume 3 album. Those are two that I definitely ordered in my thing. And used to have these stamps that they printed, and you hit like pull the stamp out for the album and lick it and put it on, and you'd be like, these are the 12 that I want. It was such a weird process. Now everything's just on your phone, and we don't even look at it sometimes. Anyway, here's three quotes from Dave Grohl, who I love hearing quotes and messages of his. And here's three random ones I found on brainyquote.com. The first one is, I once received a cape that was made from the little purple bags that the Crown Royal whiskey comes in. That's the whole quote. I thought that was great. I don't know why that was quoted. I don't know what it's from, but I like that he got a cape made out of little Crown whiskey bags. That's great. Next quote from Dave Grohl. There's a big difference between falling in love with someone and falling in love with someone and getting married. Usually after you get married, you fall in love with the person even more. Well, that's a good little quote that has strong family values with it. Thanks, Dave. And this last one says, if there's one thing I'm good at, it's gathering people together to do something fun. And that's what I like to think of myself as, you know, as a trivia host, as a party thrower, as a guy who shows up and is like, let's do this fun activity. I kind of feel like that fits my bill, and that's what I'm trying to go for, and hopefully it's coming across that way. If there's one thing I'm good at, it's gathering people together to do something fun. Let's do something fun right now. Let's jump into five quick questions on the band Foo Fighters with my pal Kurt Pop, who listens all the way from Canada. We're going to jump into those questions right now. Here we go. Sitting here on a Skype call with my friend and Canadian listener, Kurt Pop. What's up, Kurt? How are we doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. We became email buddies because I said, do I have any listeners in Canada? And you graciously stepped forward and said, hey, I listen in Canada. What part of Canada are you in?
Yeah. I'm in Southern Ontario, about an hour and a half away from Toronto.
Very cool. And is it true what they say about Canada? Is everybody nicer there on purpose?
Oh, we have our jerks here too.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad you found the podcast. How long have you been listening?
Probably since maybe June.
Oh, very cool. And how did you come across it? Did you just search trivia on like a podcast app?
Yep, searching trivia podcasts.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool. Do you have any favorite episodes of the show or topics we've done in the last few months?
Oh, I pretty much get into most of the pop culture stuff. Any time there's been like a Game of Thrones or Back to the Future or 80s or 90s or... I'm good with it all.
Love it. That's my favorite stuff, too. When people start requesting too many academic topics, I'm like, oh, come on, periodic table again? What are we doing here? I'm like, I need more like an Indiana Jones type of thing, which is the extent of my history knowledge, everything that happened in the Indiana Jones movies. So what do you do for work up there in Canada?
I'm a graphic designer, part-time and full-time custodian, janitor.
Nice. A little bit of cleaning up and a little bit about cleaning up those pictures, it sounds like.
That's right.
Very, very cool. And you picked a very fun topic for today's episode. You said, let's do five questions on the Foo Fighters. So I think I got some good ones for you. Have you ever seen the Foo Fighters live?
I've seen them live a couple times. I saw them live just a couple months ago.
Would you highly...
Center, Toronto.
Oh, that's awesome. Would you highly recommend it? Are they like one of the best?
Oh, yeah. They put on a great show. This last tour, in the band breakdown... there's a part where Rami Jaffe on keyboard starts playing Imagine by John Lennon. And then so he goes on this rant about how he's going to sing a song about peace and love. And you think he's going to sing Imagine. But then to the tune of Imagine, he sings Jump by Van Halen. And it's just
that's
hilarious.
Great. That's awesome. And that's probably a great rendition to Jump, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on YouTube. You can see it if you check it out there.
Very cool. I'm going to have to check that out. All right, Kurt, we're going to get into these five quick questions. How many do you think you're going to get out of five?
I've been on a couple other trivia podcasts and I always think I'm going to do good. And I usually like draw a blank. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen. And so I'm going to say a modest 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. I love it. I love that you're doing the trivia podcast tour. You've been on a bunch of other ones. That's great.
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number one, Foo Fighters. He's trying to get 3 out of 5. Here is the very first question. In what rock centric city was the band formed in 1994?
That would be Seattle.
It is Seattle. You ever been there to visit?
No, I've got friends there that I work with online, and we play video games and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd love to go there someday, but not yet.
Yeah. I have not been up there myself. I haven't been in the top left of the country really at all. The furthest up I've been, I think, is Sacramento, San Francisco, whichever one's higher of those two, that's where I've been. So I got to make it up to Seattle, see that Space Needle, and hear about all this culture everyone's always talking about. Question number two, coming your way, Foo Fighters. After Cobain's death, what leading man and band did Dave Grohl join briefly?
Ooh, I know he performed with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. I think he maybe toured with them for a little bit or did some recording with them as well. So Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, RIP Tom Petty, already gone probably a year now, right? Has he been gone a full year? That's crazy. That was some sad news. But I love seeing one of the last performances at the Hollywood Bowl, I think it was, of him doing, I guess, is it Free Fallin'? I don't know. One of his huge songs that the audience would sing along with. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Won't Back Down, Free Fallin'.
I can't think. It's a great clip. I got to try and find it online, and I'll link it in the show notes. But it's like Tom Petty, and he holds the mic up, and like the whole audience sings, and then he sings back and forth like with them. It's very neat.
Nice.
Yeah. Here's question number three. What is the alien-related name of the Foo Fighters record label that they self-publish all their records on?
I believe it is Roswell.
It is Roswell, like the alien sighting spot in New Mexico. Are you a UFO guy?
I'd like to believe, but I believe I believe life exists out there somewhere because space is too far and wide, but I don't think they've come in contact with Earth.
I see what you're saying. I like the idea. I like that. I'd like to believe like that if that was the X-Files slogan. Like, I guess I'd like to be into it, but we'll see. We'll see about this Mulder and Scully. All right, very cool. Number four, what song about a tool was on the Color and the Shape album?
Oh, I got it.
You got
that.
That
would be Monkey Wrench.
It would be Monkey Wrench, a tool that you use to fix things, I imagine. I'm not a very handy guy. So if you said which one's a monkey wrench and which one is a regular wrench, I would have no idea what the difference was. Are you, as a custodian, you using a monkey wrench for anything? You monkeying around with anything up there?
There's nothing I have to use a monkey wrench for.
Just that sawdust, huh? When someone vomits, just
yeah.
Put that
I do
down.
Have I do have one in my garage, but
there you go. Very cool. And here's number five. How old is the frontman for the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, currently, right now?
I believe he just had his 50th birthday.
Holy cow, 5 for 5. I tried to make those semi-challenging, but you succeeded in surpassing your 3 out of 5 prediction. You got all 5 correct. How do you feel about that, Kurt?
I feel pretty good. I think it's kind of been my night, the night of this recording. I played the HQ trivia app, and it was on Game of Thrones trivia, which I'm also very strong on.
Yeah.
And I went 15 for 15 on that, and I won 60 cents.
Yeah, so. That's how you make it happen. You're on a roll. I would try and like audition for Wheel of Fortune tomorrow if you can do that, if you could fit it in.
Yeah, I'll do
very,
that.
Very cool. Kurt, thanks for taking the time, man. Do you have anything you want to plug before you get out of here?
No, I'm fairly simple. All I got to do, I want to plug my favorite hockey team, the Toronto Maple Leafs. Go Leafs, go.
Oh, very good. You know, a lot of people that have influence in the hockey world listen to this podcast. They're going to hear that plug, and they're going to be like, we got to do something for the Maple Leafs. So I think it's going to happen, Kurt. Thanks for your support of the team. Thanks for your support of this podcast, and thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. There it was. A very quick chat with Kurt. Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you listening and writing me and wanting to be a guest on the show. And great job. 5 out of 5. That's rare where somebody just comes on, aces it, and then is like, all right, I'm off to mop some stuff. Peace out. So great job, Kurt. 5 quick ones. And Kurt Pop, man, that sounds like a great lead singer name. That sounds like Dave Grohl. Kurt Pop, Dave Grohl, they hang out and they rock together. Kurt, if you can sing, let me know. I want to hear about that. If you ever want to be on the show, shoot me an email just like Kurt did, and I'll work it out in the schedule with you. No topics too weird or random, and we can do the call over Skype or your cell phone or whatever you want. So just let me know, and I will find the time to make you a guest. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, hit subscribe for new episodes every single day, and go back and check out some of the other rock-related episodes, like 11 questions on lead singers, 10 questions on emo music, and episode 62, Kiss versus Kevin Smith movies with brothers Jeff and Scott Toon from the Fully Posable Wrestling Figures podcast, who will be on the new Netflix season of The Toys That Made Us coming out very soon. Guys, if you like toys, if you like nostalgia and collectibles, and especially wrestling figures, you want to hear the experts. You want to listen to Jeff and Scott Toon talk about the LJN figures, the Jax Pacific figures, and the Mattel figures. They know everything there is to know about wrestling action figures, and that's why they're the talking heads on this new season of The Toys That Made Us on Netflix. Check it out very, very soon. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.